Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So getting underway with a TGIF edition of the Bobby Mack Show. It is the Friday free-for-all, the all-skate, as we like to call it. This is the one day of the week where any topic that you want to talk about is fair game, and doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't even matter if it's something of major import or just some minuscule thing that's bugging you. As usual, get in touch using the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-327-1063. And, of course, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line also available for you, 71307. I may sound like I'm in the studio, but you may hear some ambient noise in the background as well. That's because I am coming to you today remotely from the TD Convention Center. You are invited to stop by and say hi. It is the Southern Home and Garden Show, produced by the Home Builders Association of Greenville and presented by American Home Pride, sponsored by Home Depot, Ingalls, and Davis Services. It's going on from today right through Sunday. And the event, of course, open to the public. Tickets available for purchase right here at the door. Admission is $7 for adults. It's only $5 for people in my category, seniors. It's free for children 12 and under. So there's so much to see here. There are literally hundreds of vendors that turn out. It is actually the biggest home and garden show anywhere in the state of South Carolina. So great to have you along as we get rolling here this afternoon. Already in on my text line, 71307. Bobby, it won't be long until catcalling or whistling at a woman will become a felony. Guys need to be careful. Bob, the reason that Ms. Ford does not go to the police station and file a claim against the judge is simply because she would be laughed at. It is way past time to file a complaint, and the fact that she waited so long and it has been in the spotlight lately, they would have no time to develop any evidence to even open a case. Yeah, I suggested yesterday. What are they going to do? Get the high school yearbooks out and start using those as mugshots? Does this guy look familiar? As if anybody, you know, in their high school yearbook looks the same as they do today. Not to mention the fact you couldn't even use the high school yearbooks for comparison now because some suspicious source has, interestingly, purely by coincidence, I'm sure, pulled down all of those high school yearbooks of Ms. Ford from her school that were online. Also on the text line, Bobby, I only hope the Republicans are motivated and fired up to go out on Election Day and start electing Republicans. It's the only way to stop the degenerate left. Bobby, here's a question for you. Do you believe that the Attorney General is going to be fired by President Trump right after the midterms? I believe he will. What's your take on it? I think there's a good chance that Sessions may be gone. The wild card in this is that Jeff Sessions announced some time ago, a couple of months ago, that he has a former DOJ official, a fella out in Utah, whose name escapes me at the moment, but I'm sure you can find on the web if you're that interested, who is conducting a parallel investigation of his own. If they are doing that in the hopes of being able to charge Comey and Rosenstein and everybody else, Strzok, Page, the whole cabal, of charging them with evidence that this guy develops in his own investigation, that could be, if that's what Sessions is really up to. If that's just pie in the sky and there's nothing to it, yeah, I think the president has expressed his displeasure just saying earlier this week, I don't have an attorney general. Now, you know, this may be the president putting spin on it as well, essentially running cover for Sessions if there is this other investigation ongoing. So we'll see. Bobby Mack, tell me, who are these anonymous sources in the New York Times story? They seem to be everywhere for these people. Do they have names? Do they work for the New York Times, or are these just people on the street, or is it just office talk? Who knows? We know that the New York Times is not above deleting factual information from a story that could be beneficial to the Trump administration. Would they go so far as to make up stuff? Well, CNN has. Bobby Mack, vote on Election Day, and we can get rid of some of these bad actors called the Democrat Party. Bobby Mack, do you think we could use the 25th Amendment to get rid of these Democrats on the Judiciary Committee and replace them with anonymous? Well, I think the 25th Amendment actually is only applicable for the president and not for members of the Senate. But, yeah, I would be in favor of changing it. Bob, how did Ms. Feinstein know her driver was a spy? Because he was a secret Asian man. Get it? A flashback to the Johnny Rivers song from the 1960s, where it sounded like Johnny was saying secret Asian man instead of agent man. Mamas, watch your baby boys. They will be accused and slandered for playing doctor in kindergarten. Seem to be headed in that direction. Afternoon, Bobby Mack. Boy, some people have it made. Oh, yeah? Are you referencing the kid by any chance? Let me tell you, I woke up yesterday morning and apparently I slept wrong. And I had a catch in my back. You know, one of those where it's like somebody took a K-bar and stuck it into the bottom of your spine. That's a knife, for those of you who don't recognize the Marine issue knife. I just kind of gutted it out yesterday. Not this morning. I got up and it was a little bit worse even. So I went to see Dr. Frank, my chiropractor, and he manipulated my back. And it's better. It's better. But there goes golf for the weekend. The Upstate Warrior Solutions golf tournament is coming up on Monday. In fact, we'll be talking about that later in the program, I believe. And so I've got to be ready to go for that because that's their big fundraiser, and I'm always there for that. So I'll have to use this weekend for R&R. Have to rehab the back. Bobby Mack, I think we should just open up everything, but everything that the DOJ has and show it to the world. I mean, if you have nothing to hide, then you hide nothing. This is good. Bobby, Rip Van Sessions. Yeah, he has kind of given us the impression from time to time that he's dozed off and his soup is getting cold. Bobby Mack, Rip Van Sessions, you will learn, has done and will do nothing. His opportunity to break out of the elite ruling class control is long past. Bob, let me get this straight. We're supposed to believe a woman making accusations about Kavanaugh without any proof, but we're also to believe what the deputy AG says at face value without any proof either, right? From Jim in Eastland. Yeah, you know, that's the way the left operates, and we all know this by now. All it takes is the accusation. You don't have to have any proof. The mere accusation here in the hashtag MeToo environment in which we find ourselves means that you're automatically guilty. And this text message also just in, apparently from the governor's office. Bobby Mack, I hope your back feels better. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate that. Good to know that you're thinking of me. Coming up on 3:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. So what's the latest here with Kavanaugh versus Ford and the Senate Judiciary Committee? Where's all this stuff stand? We don't have a definitive answer yet, but we're waiting on one. The clock is ticking. We'll share that with you when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Friday free-for-all, coming to you from the Home and Garden Show at the TD Convention Center here on 106.3 WORD. Great song. Three Dog Nights version of Shambhala, written by my late great friend B.W. Stevenson. Buckwheat, who is gone now but left us some great musical memories, wrote that one, and of course, My Maria. Welcome back, 3:20 here on the Bobby Mack Show. So what's the latest now? After yesterday, Dr. Ford's attorney said, well, yeah, she can't testify on Monday. She has a prior commitment. That's the day when typically she rearranges her sock and underwear drawer, so she can't make it Monday. But she could testify one day next week as long as the terms are fair and you can guarantee her safety. Well, look, number one, she's going to be testifying in the Senate. Best of my knowledge, the security they provide for the U.S. senators there is pretty good. I mean, if it's good enough for the senators, should be good enough for a college professor. And the other thing is, since when does somebody who is demanded to testify get to set the terms? Well, we'll set those aside for the moment. Here's the latest. This is from Politico.com. The Senate Judiciary Committee is giving Christine Blasey Ford attorneys until the end of the day today to work out terms of next week's proposed hearing on her allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. This from a source who is a GOP senator. The Republicans offering to hold the hearing on Wednesday after Ford apparently sought Thursday and is meeting some of her requests but not others, the senator said. I would be very curious to know. And apparently they're keeping Ford and her attorney's demands under wraps, but I would be very curious to know if she requested to not be under oath when she testified. We will see. Anyway, the senator added that Republicans are not inclined to agree with Ford's lawyers that she should only be questioned by lawmakers, not an outside counsel. Quote, we'll do it on Wednesday. We expect the accuser before the accused, and we do intend to have the counsel do the questioning. The senator, who is the source for the Politico story, said, summing up the Republican stance on this. That was one of the terms that the attorneys had asked for, that Judge Kavanaugh would testify first, and then she would testify. That would mean that Judge Kavanaugh would have to testify without hearing what it is she's accused of, she's accusing him of, which hardly seems fair. Certainly not not to Kavanaugh. The party is assenting or agreeing to two of the terms Ford's lawyers laid out in a Thursday evening call with staff from both parties, the senator said, limiting the hearing to one camera and ensuring that Kavanaugh is not in the same room as her. Well, would she recognize him anyway? GOP members of the Judiciary Committee held a conference call today, this morning, to discuss how to respond to the requests from Ford's lawyers. Several elements of their offer appear to be non-starters with Democrats and Ford's camp, which had made clear that she could not be in the Capitol to testify before Thursday, according to a senior aide to the Democrats. The Democrat aide said, they're making this disingenuous counteroffer knowing she won't be here. Well, if she's the one that's been demanding to testify, Judge Kavanaugh said, you name the time and the place and I'll be there. Now, which of these is exhibiting more of a willingness to get to the bottom of this thing? The GOP has been told that Ford does not want to fly from her California home to Washington. Oh. So she's a psychologist, and she has a fear of flying? This is curious. You know, I had speculated that part of the reason they had waited so long, and so, I mean, I know the obvious part, you know, to deliver this hammer blow to Kavanaugh's nomination at the 11th hour, we all get that. But I thought that maybe part of it was that the Democrats were a little shaky about having Dr. Ford testify, maybe uncertain of how she would appear as a witness. The GOP has been told that Ford does not want to fly from her California home to Washington according to the Republican senator, which means she may need to drive across the country to make the hearing. Jeez. Does this strike you as someone who, I mean, look, everybody has phobias, I guess. I'm not crazy about snakes. I see one on the golf course, I turn it into a good snake. But wow. Well, I don't know. You know, John Madden had this thing about flying too. So maybe I shouldn't be too quick to rush to judgment on that one. Republicans have discussed using an outside counsel to question Ford, potentially a woman, in order to avoid the potentially painful sight of their 11 male Judiciary Committee members grilling Kavanaugh's accuser in an echo of the 1991 Anita Hill hearings. Well, yeah, because Anita Hill got eviscerated senator from Pennsylvania. You know who I mean. Anyway, one Judiciary Panel Democrat, Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, this guy's a beauty, immediately dismissed the prospect that only outside counsel could question Ford at the hearing. "I have a constitutional duty to advise and consent," he said in a statement. "That means asking questions of a nominee for the Supreme Court who's been credibly accused of sexual assault." Yeah, credibly accused with no proof whatsoever, other than her word. Barring new revelations at the potential Ford hearing, the party plans to vote on Kavanaugh's nomination in the Judiciary Committee shortly after hearing her testimony next week. That would probably be Friday. And President Trump joined many senior Republicans today in launching a heated defense of their Supreme Court nominee. After a week of holding back, Trump disputed the credibility of Ford's sexual assault allegation on Twitter today. The comments panicked Republicans who had welcomed Trump's restraint about a scandal that threatens to bring down a Supreme Court nominee. No, it doesn't. The Democrats were never going to vote for him anyway. And any Republican that crosses over and votes with him is DOA at the ballot box in November. But this is from Politico. That's the Washington Post. But they haven't yet definitively soured the GOP's upper ranks on Kavanaugh. Yet, Senator Susan Collins, Rhino of Maine, a critical undecided swing vote on the nomination, said she was appalled by Trump's response and urged her fellow Republicans to try to make this as comfortable a process for Ford as possible. Well, they certainly haven't worried much about the comfort level of the process for Judge Kavanaugh. Collins said, "We should try to accommodate Professor Ford within the realm of reasonableness." Yeah, like common sense gun control. "My advice to the Senate leaders is she said she could be there on Thursday and that we should offer her Wednesday or Thursday. I don't think it's critical as long as it happens next week." Trump's speculation about why Ford didn't report her alleged high school era assault, if it was as bad as she says, comes just hours after a close Kavanaugh ally sought to implicate another classmate of the nominee, Ann Ford, in the attack on her, a Kavanaugh exoneration theory hotly anticipated by the GOP that landed with a thud. The 1-2 punch of Trump and prominent conservative lawyer Ed Whalen's unsuccessful attempt to undercut Ford and boost Kavanaugh leaves the GOP effort to confirm the appeals court judge in fresh peril. No, it doesn't. God, these guys at Politico, they just can't help spinning it whatever way they want. So, the clock is ticking. Like sands through the hourglass. We'll continue with the Kavanaugh versus Ford brouhaha and let you know, because ostensibly, if what the Politico is writing is true, then they're going to get this thing all worked out and get the terms finalized. Sounds like they're going to have a duel, you know. Okay, dueling pistols at 20 paces. Nobody turns around now before you get to 20 paces or you're disqualified. It's just, the whole thing reeks of absurdity. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on the Friday free-for-all from the TD Convention Center at the 2018 Home and Garden Show. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Bobby Mack Show on the road this afternoon. We're here at the TD Convention Center where the Southern Home and Garden Show, sponsored by the Home Builders Association of Greenville, is going on right through Sunday, and you'll have plenty of time to stop by. So if you're thinking about fall, is a great time to do a number of things around the house, and there are literally hundreds of vendors out here that can explain to you all of the offerings they have for whatever plans you may have this fall. So back to this Kavanaugh Ford brouhaha. The story in the Politico continued. Some Republicans, that would be like the Jeff Flake and Susan Collins Republicans, said their party's hand in talks with Ford's lawyers was weakened by the president's tweet today, given the lack of compassion it showed toward an alleged victim. Yeah, an alleged victim who has come forward with zero evidence, who was so traumatized by the event she can't even remember the year it happened. Quote, the issue is that the compassion component is now turned on its head because you have the president filling the airwaves with something that is not compassionate, said a plugged-in former Republican leadership aide. That Republican said he was still confident Kavanaugh will be confirmed, but admitted it just became more challenging for GOP leaders. Quote, it obviously makes their job more difficult, but I think they are capable of doing it, end quote. However, a Republican close to the confirmation process described Trump's comments as a necessary shift in tone to put the White House back on offense for Kavanaugh, saying, quote, this is getting ridiculous. The president had to step in. The president's earlier relatively low-key stance towards Ford's allegations had helped the Senate GOP from facing questions about an often inconsistent president. Remember, when you hear this kind of tone in the story, remember this is from the Politico, which is essentially the Washington Post. The president tweeting this morning, I have no doubt that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement authorities by either her or her loving parents. I ask that she bring those filings forward so that we can learn date, time, and place. Well, of course, this is sort of rhetorical because the president is well aware of the fact that there was no police report filed at the time. So there's no police report filed at the time, and yet now they're asking for the FBI to investigate, right? Excuse me, but correct me if I'm wrong, but to the best of my knowledge, the FBI does not investigate high school gropings that happened 36 years ago. John Cornyn, the Senate Majority Whip from Texas, said he's still been tweeting, but not about that. I think he recognizes this is something the Senate has to work out. It's really not something that he has that much control over at this point. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sought to calm his party's nerves, saying, you've watched the fight, you've watched the tactics, here's what I want to tell you. In the very near future, Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court. Keep the faith. Don't get rattled by all of this. We're going to plow right through it and do our job. Trump also took to his favorite social media platform to torch DiFi Senator Dianne Feinstein for holding on to Ford's July letter, sharing her story, quote, only to release it with a bang after the hearings were over, done very purposefully to obstruct and resist and delay. Let her testify or not, and take the vote. My sentiments exactly. Adding to the drama was the bid by the judge's friend and influential conservative Whalen to clear Kavanaugh's name up, blah, blah, blah. Who cares about that stuff? So what say you on this? Let's go back to the text line this afternoon as the garbage can gets wheeled by in the background. We love to have some ambient noise. It shows we're out on the road. Bobby, who are the Democrats who are going to vote for Judge Kavanaugh? That's a good question. There were three that crossed over and voted with the Republicans for Judge Gorsuch. And I would hope the same three would do the same for Kavanaugh, because he is certainly setting, you know, these allegations aside from a legal standpoint in terms of your qualifications. Kavanaugh's certainly the equal of Gorsuch in terms of his legal ability. But guys like Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who is a Democrat, who is up for re-election in November, who is in a state that President Trump carried by double digits 2 years ago, he's one who's going to look. And all of these three senators have a big decision to make. Either they toe the party line and go along at the risk of their own political careers, or they put their careers first and vote for Kavanaugh, as they did for Gorsuch, to be on the Supreme Court. Now, if you're in the United States Senate and your job is on the line, you tell me which priority is going to be uppermost in your mind, your own political survival or towing the party's line. Yeah, sure, you know, you go against the party. They may not give you a ton of money the next time you run, but that's 6 years away, and who remembers any of this then? Charity begins at home. And look, if you're a politician, it's kind of like real estate. There are three main goals you have if you're a member of the Senate or the House. Get reelected is number one. Get reelected is number two. And I bet you can guess what number three is. In on the text line, compassion? Judge Kavanaugh and his family are the ones deserving of compassion. Yeah, how about his little girls? Sitting there on the first day of the confirmation hearings, and there are George Soros paid lawyers who are standing around with wads of cash in their hand to hand out to the paid demonstrators, some of whom bail themselves out of jail and got arrested three different times in the same day. But there's no compassion here for Kevin. Bobby Mack, let's put an end to all this and get this vote over with. Not trying to be insensitive here, but enough is enough. Bobby Mack said she can't fly to Washington, D.C. Why don't we all get together and get our kegs together and visit her house? I'm sure she'll have an open house for that. And probably after the keg party would be in a better mood to fly. Sorry, she can't be served on the flight, but, you know, there's always a price to be paid. Bobby, Professor Ford wants to have immunity just in case she might be lying about the whole thing. Give me a break. Bobby, there's a video going around Facebook. Guy claims to be a witness to the sexual assault of Ford. He was only 7 years old at the time, but was known to attend a few keggers. He said Clinton held her down while Biden assaulted her. He refuses to testify, though, until a full investigation is done of both men by the FBI. I'm for that. Quarter before that. This is just how ludicrous and ridiculous this thing is. You expect Feinstein, you know, to show up for the hearing. You know those little clown cars they used to have in Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey? The little clown car pulls up to the Judiciary Committee table, and all these Democrats roll out of it, you know? Geez. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Special guest coming up next here at the Home and Garden Show. Be right back. Howdy. Welcome back. Great to have you along. We're in the closing minutes here of hour number one, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program, the Friday free-for-all, where anything you feel like talking about is fair game. 800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line number. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, of course, is 71307, and my email is simply bob@1063word.com. I am joined by one of the vendors here at the Home and Garden Show, and also a longtime friend, that is Lou Grass from All About Flooring, who likes to say,
Your feet deserve our floors.
There you go.
You got that down.
Yeah, I do have that one down. I was trying to think earlier, Lou, when you came by and said hello before you sat down to talk with me, how long we have known each other. It's been a pretty good while.
Yeah, we're both have some years under us.
Yes, we do. And it's funny because in thinking about it, because you've done a lot of work at Stately McLean Manor.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that we actually came to All About Flooring before you were even advertising with us, which is nice. That's a happy coincidence.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And first of all, of course, we had some original builder's grade carpet on the floor that was, I want to say, 10 years old.
Oh, you got good mileage out of that one.
Yeah, we did. But it was not very attractive at that point.
No.
And my baby doll, Brenda, said, this has got to go. So we came into All About Flooring, and that was the first time that I met you and your staff. And they are pretty amazing.
Yeah, you felt right at home with all us old guys.
Well, I didn't necessarily mean it that way.
Well, I know, that's what
you meant. Yeah, because you do have, I would stack the experience of your staff and All About Flooring up against anybody. Because I think we sat down and totaled it up once, and it was something like a cumulative total of 250 years of experience or something ridiculous.
An average of about 30 years.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yeah.
And as a result, you know, they showed us everything in the place, because Brenda loves to shop, but she's a shopper, and by that I mean, you know, she can step on a dime and tell you if it's heads or tails, okay? Which is good.
It's good,
you know. She knows how to spot a bargain,
yeah.
And so we got some hardwood, and put that down, and the guys that came out and put it in were terrific, and they did it in like, I don't know, day and a half, 2 days. And did a terrific job, and it still looks great. And that's been a while back.
Right.
And then we decided that we needed to get a nice big area rug to go down in there. So we came back to All About Flooring, picked one of those out. And, in fact, you delivered the last one that we got, if memory serves.
That's right.
So is that in your job description as the owner, that you actually bring the stuff out?
You would be amazed at what is in my job description.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So I guess the point I'm making is that we've been friends and we've been customers of All About Flooring for a long time. And it's amazing to have watched the growth of the store. Mm-hmm. Because just in the last, year, you've moved to the new location and expanded. Tell us about that.
Well, we're on North Pleasantburg right now. We were on North Pleasantburg Drive, but we outgrew that space next to Windows Incorporated,
right
across from Home Depot.
Right.
That was a good location. We have good competition with Home Depot.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we've got good competition right here at the show because they're next door to us.
Oh, really?
So that people can compare.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Dollar for dollar, and we come out ahead.
There you go. Nice.
But anyway, we moved down to the Bilo Shopping Center there at the corner of Rutherford Road and North Pleasantburg Drive.
Right.
And went into the place where Played Against Sports used to be, so people know where that is.
Yep.
And we're next door to Safe Harbor. People know where that is. So
yep.
We're in a good location there now. And then we brought our warehouse facilities from Taylor's over. So we've got everything right there together now.
Yeah, and when you first moved into the new location, it's 2111, right?
Right.
North Pleasantburg Drive. When you first moved in, you had one area of square footage, but then you expanded on that, right?
Right. And that expansion was for the warehouse and for the outlet. So we've got a lot of in-stock specials.
Right.
People have a weekend project they want to do. They need to get something in a hurry. Come in, make a selection, put it on the machine, cut it, load it, and off they go for a profitable weekend.
Yeah, right. And one-stop shopping, you know, right. Because there are a lot of people that are. I mean, everybody's in a hurry today. That's the way it
right.
is. Tell me about how things have been going for you in this year, because you mentioned things have been pretty good, huh?
Well, yeah, we have already passed last year's totals.
So that's certainly
another
good.
Another quarter to go.
Yeah.
One interesting little tidbit is that we've been doing a lot of work with churches.
Really?
So I figure, you know, people are working, people are giving, churches are expanding and remodeling.
Right.
So I guess we got to blame Trump.
Yeah, it's all his fault. You know, if the economy wasn't as good, if the stock market wasn't surging, if people didn't have jobs, if the unemployment was not what at the lowest since December of 1969.
That goes back a few years.
It does go back a few years. Yeah, for both of us, we were in different occupations at that time.
Yeah, I was fresh out of Vietnam.
Yep,
I'm celebrating my 50th anniversary this year.
Wow, truly incredible. And you know, it's funny because now young people what happened in Southeast Asia is as distant to them as the Civil War or the American Revolution.
Right.
And yet, we can tell them all about it.
Yes, we can. Indeed.
Well, it's great that things are going well. What new lines and new brands are coming into the store now?
Well, you know, we advertise, we've got hundreds of styles and thousands of colors.
And you do.
And that's no exaggeration. But the luxury vinyl is the hot button, has been for a number of years now.
And that's still on top, huh?
That's still on top. It's taking market share away from the other products that go on the floor.
Wow.
But because it's very practical, it's so realistic. And people that don't know what luxury vinyl is, it's a wood plank and also a ceramic tile look.
Right.
And I tell people, I've actually had building contractors on their hands and knees looking at it, feeling it, because they can't believe it's not real wood or not real tile.
Yeah, I've been that way myself. I look at the stuff and I think, you know, geez, that's hardwood or it's tile or whatever it may be. And then you pull it up and look at it and it ain't. But man, you certainly can't tell the difference.
So
and,
but you can tell. The definition capabilities we have today, you can make it look so realistic. And with like with wood,
right,
you can get exotic looks like mahogany and walnut and Kempis and some of these exotic things that you'd pay big bucks if they were real wood.
You bet.
But you got the thing that looks so realistic for a moderate price.
Yeah, yeah, it's truly incredible. It's a great way to save money and to have a terrific look in your home. I can tell you from personal experience, Lou and the people that work with him at All About Flooring, they'll spend as much time as you want to spend to find what is exactly right for your floors. They don't care if it takes a day or it takes a week. They're going to work with you until you find exactly what you want, and then when it comes to putting it down, it's going to be well done, it's going to be professionally done, and it's going to look great for years.
That's our goal, our aim, and we like happy customers. And we often have customers come by here at the show and shake hands, tell us how much they appreciate their new floors.
It's nice.
And so that's one reason why I keep coming back. So I'm 35 years now.
Yeah, yeah. it's truly incredible what can be done with that luxury vinyl now. And by the way, prices are real good too. Lou Grass at All About Flooring. As Lou likes to say,
your feet deserve our floors.
Hour number one is in the bag here from the TD Convention Center at the Home and Garden Show. Be right back on the other side with hour number two.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.